You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know we'll get a lot of people that'll say, man, you guys really talked about that Travis Kelce Taylor Swift announcement on the podcast and her album coming out, like, a lot. Like, you're the only ones. No. Let me talk to you. Yeah. So the Empire State Building last night lit the top of its building orange.
That's right. Orange for the new album, right?
Union Station, fountains and the entire building, orange. They tweet out from Union Station, KC, and our Ready for a New Era. Shout out to Amber Dawkins for the photography there. And I'm wearing an orange shirt.
Did you do that on purpose today?
No, I just really like this shirt. Okay. It's a Life is Good shirt.
Yeah, Life is Good.
With a dog sleeping on the dock by the bay.
I don't know that I have an orange shirt.
And then, wow. I mean, just brilliant, man. And then now Travis Kelce's on the cover of GQ.
That's right.
It's awesome. So,
and who else did you say? You said Union Station and the Empire State Building were orange.
And my shirt.
Your shirt. Anything else orange yet? Like, what will be the next thing that will be
Cleveland
orange?
Cleveland Browns changed their uniforms.
Oh, I like that. Yep. And the only way they can win is by, you know, adopting Taylor Swift. Or, like, what are some of the other big landmarks? Like the Grand Canyon? Will we see that lit up in orange? Or Mount Rushmore? Or the Washington Monument? Or
nope. The Washington Monument, probably not.
What about
the Arch?
The Arch could be good in orange. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The Liberty Bell. I mean, that Philadelphia would be kinda cool.
What about like Disney World, like the Magic Kingdom, the castle? Can you put like orange up there?
There's some talk they're going to renovate it, not call it Cinderella's Castle and just call it Taylor Swift's Castle.
That's true. I heard that. That's
good.
You
think she'll go by Taylor Swift Kelce or Taylor Kelce Swift?
No, you go by middle name or maiden name, then last name.
So she'll clearly not going to drop the Swift.
No, I don't think she even takes the Kelce.
Honestly.
If I'm him, I'm taking her name before she should take mine.
Travis Swift.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I am getting married to Taylor Swift. I am taking her name. And, oh, by the way, I'll be coming back for one more season, and it will be 87 Swift on my jersey next year.
Highest selling jersey of all time.
Of all time.
Not even close.
The NFL just heard that, right? The NFL literally just heard us say that, and they're calling Travis right now. Like, hey.
Could you do that?
Yeah. Do us a solid.
Somebody says tonight's Fountains of the K will be orange.
That'd be sick. They should. That'd be awesome.
Bellagio fountains could go orange.
That would be good.
But yeah, speaking of stadium fountains.
Yeah, speaking of ice cream, though, I got to get to the Betty Ray's guy who's got the.
Yeah,
they're making a dark chocolate chunk ice cream today, and it will be available at the end of the week. So, Betty Ray's, I'm coming for your ice cream. I want that cherry chocolate chunk. What are we doing now?
Smash.
Smash. Smash.
You said you have some news to share about stadium updates.
Oh, yeah. Soon is what I know people are like. Oh,
yeah, I got horny on ice cream and lost his mind.
He's like, wait, what were we talking about?
Dusty's tired of the conversation. I know how much people are tired of the conversation. But last night, talked to somebody. The eyes are dotted, the T's are getting crossed, and we should have a resolution soon when it comes to the royal side of things at 119th and all. And look, that's kind of, guys, where it is going, and that's just kind of the way it is. But they're moving pretty fast now, getting all the things kind of locked up. Over the weekend, they worked hard, and the Royals and Occidental, or whoever owns that property for the Royals and Occidental, kind of came to an agreement. They're dotting the I's, they're crossing the T's, and I was told by somebody last night we should have something that we can announce soon. So what your definition of soon is, hell if I know. I'm hoping before Labor Day, which is, what, 2 weeks or so from now, 3 weeks or so from now, before Labor Day. I would hope I kick off of the Chiefs game in Brazil. We know what's going on with the Royals. The Chiefs, we still don't really have an idea of what they're going to do. I've heard some things, some rumblings and stuff, but I'm looking at the situation right now with the Chiefs, and I'm saying they're going to let the Royals do their thing, and they're going to take their time, figure out their thing, and they're not going to steal the Royals' thunder over the next couple of weeks of making this announcement. So hopefully soon we'll be ready to break ground at the Sprint campus and start building that new stadium, because I just saw an aerial shot somebody sent me of the Battery in Atlanta, which I love. And I'm like, damn, that's what's coming here, man. That's what's going to be coming here. It's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people, I think.
One of the things that Mac does every day, besides have one of the most courageous laughs in the world, is he listens to Bill Simmons. That's his guy. That's your guy.
My guy.
Bill Simmons, your guy.
My guy.
You got to knock Bill here because he's no longer standing on his business.
I did not have Patrick Mahomes at the top of the pyramid. When it came right down to it, I just think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league. Game by game, regular season, durability. He can make chicken salad out of chicken. From what we saw from Mahomes last year, which I want to go into in a second, I just don't think it's fair to put him over Josh Allen, especially because Mahomes didn't win the Super Bowl last year. I guess my question is it possible that he might have peaked a couple years ago as like apex Mahomes? I'm talking through it. I'm not trying to be reactionary guy. I just don't think he was as good last year as he was in that 22 season and some of those other years. I didn't see it. I thought they kind of lucked out. They were 11-1 in one score games, and some of them were really stupid wins. And I'm going to say this to Patrick Mahomes. Prove to me I'm a shithead. Go take your belt back. You dropped the belt. You dropped the belt in that Super Bowl game, and just in general, I didn't love the season start to finish. And I think Josh is a safer bet. So prove to me I'm wrong.
You want to defend your guy?
I can't defend him there.
That's your guy. He's never like that. That's not his thing.
Why do we continue to give airtime to the ignorant and uneducated?
I mean, I love Bill Simmons.
Yeah, I don't
love that take.
Not a terrible take.
It's wrong. Yeah. First of all, it's uneducated and it's ignorant. Bill Simmons is uneducated and ignorant with that take about Patrick Mahomes.
He is.
And that's why I got up and left, because I'm to the point now where, like, enough, man. Like, if you weren't on the hot train take in March with Patrick Mahomes or April, why are you getting on it now? And why are you giving Josh Allen praise when, he hasn't done much of anything? Patrick Mahomes last year lost his leading rusher and his leading receiver before week four ended. Never had a left tackle. Went 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl. All you people out there that think Patrick Mahomes is done and the dynasty is over, you're just stupid. Like, you can't fix stupid. And I know people are always content farming and looking for things to talk about. And then when they can't find anything because they're not good at their jobs, they revert back to Josh Allen's better than Patrick Mahomes because they got nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the eye-popping stats aren't there, but for reasons of
why aren't they there?
I just gave you why. Their number one receiver and their number one rusher were out before the end of week four.
You can also add his number three wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah. Or number two.
Number two, probably.
Yeah, going into the season. Because you didn't know Worthy was going to be as good as he was.
No, he was the number two.
And you never had a left tackle. And they still went 15-2, and one of those games didn't count because the season was already over.
And your number one target's closer to 40 than he is to 30.
And there's no chicken.
Also, after the season happened, Bill went on his podcast and was like, well, again, this is why Mahomes is the best. Josh Allen had it. He literally did that after the AFC Championship game. Was like, Josh Allen had the chance. You have to be able to do that in those moments. You got to go win. And then completely goes back on every sports philosophy he's ever had. If someone takes the belt, you've got to be able to go grab it. There's got to be a defiant reason. It just, he completely goes back on everything he had. I'm glad Sheil Kapadia on that podcast called him out right away. He was like, dude, this is not what you are. I've listened to you. This goes against everything I know about you. Disappointed in Bill there, man, because He could even tell, man. You could even tell. He took the bait, and after he said it, he was not confident. He's like, oh, man. You know, I listened to the whole podcast.
Who baited him?
Who knows, man? He's just had months of hearing this, and he fell for it.
Somebody says, Josh Allen's better because Mahomes lost the Super Bowl. Say it out loud. It's hilarious.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
But that's what it's come down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Patrick Mahomes had won that Super Bowl, they'd be talking about the greatest quarterback of all time.
Ever.
The world was rooting for Patrick to lose that Super Bowl. They were rooting for him to lose that Super Bowl so they could unleash their ignorant takes that they've had in their holster for the last 4 years about why Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes. They couldn't wait to get those takes out there. And they couldn't because Patrick just kept winning Super Bowls and going to Super Bowls. But now that he lost the Super Bowl, there's only six active quarterbacks, by the way, that have a Super Bowl ring. Patrick has three of those. So you look at these folks that have been just waiting to unleash this fury on Patrick Mahomes. They couldn't wait to do it. It's like a high school kid with a Playboy.
Mahomes apexed. That's where it got crazy.
Go get your belt back. Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. All right, he will.
What belt? He won the AFC.
He literally beat this guy. He beat the guy you're saying's
back. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Better.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That's insane. Either way, maybe his ratings are down. He needs something to
he must be. It. I mean, he must have heard about the podcast. It's like, I got to say something to get people to notice me.
He's been hurting since that Jason Tatum injury.
He feels insecure about Tom Brady. That's what it is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.